Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we give you glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you will move for them in a special way. And we'll give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Happy 4th of July weekend. Happy 4th of July weekend. Hope everyone had a safe holiday. Hoping you had a good time with family and friends. And today, want to just give you a message concerning the nation. A message concerning righteousness exalts a nation. Righteousness exalts a nation as we celebrate the birth of the United States of America. Let's go to Proverbs 14 and 34. And it reads, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The next thought that I wanted to share with you is this scripture which says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. As we look around and not only celebrate our nation, but as we look around, we see and we hear what's going on in the United States of America. We hear and we see the things that our nation is doing and the changing of our nation, the changing of our core values, the changing of our morals, the changing of the very thing that God has established America upon. America was established upon the principles of our forefathers of God. We were established on biblical principles. That's why America was and is the greatest nation on earth. It's because of our principles abiding by the word of God. But today the thought is righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is a reproach to any people. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. When we take God out of schools, when we take prayer and God out of everything that you can't pray really in schools, that you can't get around the flagpole and pray anymore like we used to do and back in the day, that you can't have the Ten Commandments in the courthouse. And when you do all of these things and you start shaking the solid foundation of the morals and the principles and the biblical principles that America was established upon, you are asking for trouble. Righteousness exalted the nation. It exalted any nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So when you think on, as you celebrate the 4th of July weekend, and think about our freedom that we have, We bless God for being living in a free country, the greatest country on earth. But I want you to know that recently the changes that have been happening with the Supreme Court, how long do you think America can remain the number one nation in the world when we are not living, abiding by biblical standards? Our nation has been shaken to the foundation and to the core of the threads that this great nation was built upon. This great nation was built upon one God. This great nation was built upon the principles of the Bible. This great nation was built upon one man, one woman equals marriage. That's what we were built upon. But what are we doing now? The Supreme Court has come in and made it legal so that now man can marry man and female can marry female. And because they can't produce, now they can adopt children to mess their minds up. I'm talking about righteousness exalted a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is sin. You cannot change that fact. Instead of preachers preaching prosperity, we need to be preaching sin. We need to be preaching that the wages of sin is still death. Righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. When we allowing the church sit back and we look at how the Supreme Court are changing laws of the land and making it legal for man to marry man, making it legal for woman to marry woman. And I'm not preaching hate. I'm preaching the gospel. But the thing about it is, if God says it's an abomination, it is an abomination. If God said that it is sin that comes up in his nostrils and it stinketh, we as leaders and we as ministers of the gospel, we have to preach the gospel. We love the people, we love them, but we do not love and do not agree upon what they do. We can disagree. We can disagree without the fear of going to jail because we're not preaching a hate message. We are preaching the act of it is sin. And if we preach sin, then the world can be changed. Instead of preaching fine cars and a nice house and you can get what you want and all you got to name it and claim it, that's not saving nobody. That is not saving nobody. The world thinks they are right. The Supreme Court that passed that decision 5-4, they think they are right. They have ulterior motives for that. They have different reasons why they sat there and they passed a law that goes against biblical principles. But a nation that disobeys God will suffer the consequences. Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. The greatest institution in and for this nation is not the White House. It is a church house. Do you hear me out there? The greatest institution in and for this nation is not the White House. It is not the Supreme Court, but it is the church house. And the church house, the leaders, those that are called by the name of God, we are the people that must stand up for the word of God. I'm a firm believer that if you stand by the word of God, the God of his word will stand by you. Righteousness exalted a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. And in Corinthians, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, the Bible says, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We're talking about righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord's. I say to you today, as we celebrate this 4th of July weekend, while you're playing together with family and friends, you that are spiritual need to pray. We are the ones that really need to pray. We can pray and change the laws of the land. But if the church be silent on this issue, where is deliverance coming from? If the church don't preach sin and preach against the very act of sin, not against a person, but against the very act of sin, where will we be? We are the voice. We should be the voice crying in the wilderness, because righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The nation cannot be blessed if we're going in the opposite direction. The Supreme Court is not the Supreme God. We can change the laws of the land if we pray. That's why in 2 Chronicles 7:14, when God was talking to Solomon and appeared to him in a dream at night, and he told Solomon, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So he's saying here, if my people turn from their ways, humble themselves, seek me, and they have to give up their wicked ways. And when God said we are wicked, we are wicked. He said, turn from their wicked ways. What is he saying? If my people will repent, totally turn around, totally make a 360-degree turn, totally seek my face, pray and cry out to me. All these laws that are being passed by the Supreme Court, God will intervene. But as long as the church is silent, and that's what the devil wants to do, is silence the voice of the church. But I say to you again, think on this. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So today I say to you, again, happy 4th of July weekend. And if this broadcast has been a blessing to you, how about giving us a call, drop us a line, P.O. Box 18252, Savannah, Georgia, 31418. And until the next time, remember, there's hope for today.